Blog Talk Radio.
December, everyone, and hello. It's Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you for joining me at Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It is Thursday, December 16th, and like clockwork, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, as I do every single Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. Thank you for joining us. We love to hear from you. Love it, love it, love it, and we even love it when you call in live to listen or to ask questions, and you can do that by dialing 347-857-2710. And you can also email me at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. That's goodvibe, V-I-B, like boy, E, experience@gmail.com. And that 10-digit number, once again, to call in live and listen at questions is 347-857-2710. My guest today was photographer phenom Piper Carter, but unfortunately her lens has taken her out of the area and will not be joining us today on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. But you know that we're always full of surprises here at How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes, and we're going to roll just like that. Well, I want to salute Larry King as another person behind the mic. Being a radio host, Larry King has done Larry King Live for the past 25 years, and he is saying au revoir, adios, auf Wiedersehen to his years behind the mic. So we salute Larry King, and we wish him well in his new endeavors, wherever they may take him. So Larry King, auf Wiedersehen. And now it's time for that next generation to go wild and crazy behind the mic. Well, I don't know about you, but December is full of so much stuff. Holidays, shopping, preparing for the holidays, getting your house ready, decorations, whatever it is. It's a busy time for all of us. But what I most enjoy about the holidays, the month of December, and actually it starts right after Thanksgiving, is my annual Holiday Movie Madness Marathon. I know that sounds like a mouthful, but it is. And last year, we saw 29 films. I know you might think it's wild and crazy, and it is. It's a little intense. My little derriere gets a little sore, but I have so much fun sitting in the theater, doing a double feature, and enjoying all the wonderful films that come out this time of year. And so far, we're into 10 movies so far, and I'm going to give you one review, a quick review, because we have a special caller on the line. We want to get to our special caller. I highly recommend The King's Speech. That film stars Colin Firth and Jeffrey Rush and Helena Bonham Carter. It is the based on a true story about King George VI, who happens to be the father of Queen Elizabeth. And it's just a wonderful, you feel like you're a fly on the wall, learning about King George and his role as the youngest son to his father, and all about his role on the throne and his personal life. So it's fascinating. But I want to get to our caller. So let's see who's joining us today on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello.
Lauren.
Oh, there you are. Well, it's an old friend, Zach Kleiman. How are you, Zach?
Very happy.
Yay!
The King's Speech, though, from what I have heard, I'm looking forward to seeing it. But the coaching was to get his speech to be his own, to stop the stuttering.
Right.
The coaches, from what I heard, needed to listen to him. No one wanted to listen to him to let him be comfortable in his own shoes. And once the coach said, okay, let's do it your way, this speech got better and better over time, from what I remember, from what someone had told me.
Interesting. I think when you see the movie, you'll have to let me know, because I think the role of Jeffrey Rush as
yes.
a speech therapist on a kind of maybe similar note is makes the king do things out of his comfort zone and physicalizes it, and that's in essence what you do with your practicing life on the tennis court. And
well, I was not trying to relate it to my work, but I was trying.
That's how it is, because he's it is out of the comfort zone. It's the most unusual method of trying to inspire, coach, and build confidence in a man who has a country to lead. I mean, there's a lot at stake for the Colin Firth character, but it was just such a. I just felt like I was a fly on the wall. You were in the inner sanctum of a royal family, and how they have issues they need to deal with too. I thought it was just well done. So I'll be interested to hearing your thoughts about it.
Okay, I look forward to seeing it.
Yes. I think it should win. Maybe a big award. I'm going already Oscar season. I know we haven't even started the Golden Globes, and we don't even know what nominations there are. But that's a top of my list.
Okay.
Alrighty,
I can't
then.
Say much more since I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Did you see Social Network?
No.
No. Well, Mark Zuckerberg just was nominated Time Person of the Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw his
interview on 60 Minutes. It was just so self-conscious and boring.
I think that's kind of who he is.
That's perfect for Time Magazine. Self-conscious and boring.
And boring.
Middle of the road.
Well, he also donated $100 million to some school system.
He's making a lot of money.
He's only 26 years old.
Yes, great.
What were you doing at 26?
At 26, I was preparing to play professional tennis.
Wow.
And get ready to go on the circuit and exploring a power inside me that I didn't know I had.
That's fascinating, and that's even more exciting than Mark Zuckerberg as Time Person of the Year.
I don't think so, but...
Well, to know that you had a power within you, that you didn't even know it, but it was there, that's
right.
A hidden treasure.
And he, the same thing. I mean, he didn't know what this was going to lead to.
No, he didn't. He didn't. I think, having seen the movie, I don't think it started out a little different than what it has turned into.
Yes.
So it's quite the phenom. Everybody's on Facebook, and I don't know. I'm not a big Facebook. I don't know where people find the time. That's all I could say.
I don't either. It's astounding.
Yeah. I spoke to a gentleman who has a recruiting business, and we were talking about how people communicate, I think maybe he's been in this business 30 years, and he was telling me that he doesn't email people and he doesn't text people. He doesn't use any of the social networks to communicate with corporations that hire him for searches, for employees that he likes the old-fashioned way of doing business, of calling somebody up on the phone and talking to them. And I just said, good luck.
Well, I'd say most of my work is still on the phone, but it's 25-30% is communicated through emails now. I have not started texting.
Sometimes I just feel it's just easier if I have a lot to say, or if my, then I can just say it in a minute or two on the phone, leave a message, and hopefully you'll get back to me or not. You're not even guaranteed a return call. It's just your way of expressing yourself.
Well, maybe that's sort of what we were talking about yesterday. We're not guaranteed anything.
No.
We were discussing.
Right, we were, and I guess we all have an expectation on the other end, and so when that expectation is not met, disappointment sets in.
Yeah. Or the expectation might be met, but you don't recognize it. We were talking about one of your clients who you didn't think you were having an effect on,
mm-hmm.
but you really were. But it's always, not always easy to recognize it.
But I guess sometimes you never do know. You just do what you do in hopes that maybe they'll get it or not get it, and you just do your best.
I'm indoors now. I may lose you.
You'll never lose me, Zach, because I know where to find you.
That's true.
So now that the year is coming to a close, what are some of the thoughts and concerns that you're dealing with some of your clients?
Now that the what is coming to a close?
You know, now that the year is coming to a close, are people becoming more introspective and wanting to lighten the load and not take as much baggage with them to the new year? You know, people always are, what's your New Year's resolution? I'm not really one to make one, but I always know that I make choices in my life and how I want to move forward.
I think people tend to load up on expectations at the end of the year. They're filled with disappointment, most of them, not all. And then they make resolutions that put burden on them, and they probably, by January 31st, they're disappointed again because they couldn't fulfill their resolutions. I think it's a time with the crazy.
Yeah,
I don't think they unburden. I think they reburden.
They reburden. So you're an advocate for unburdening.
I advocate resolutions be abolished.
Be abolished.
Abolish your resolution.
Abolish your resolution. Well, I guess it's always that we're all striving to, quote-unquote, be better and to not really see who we are in the now and know that who we are in the now is maybe not so bad.
Or truly beautifully mediocre.
Mediocre. There's that word again. I don't know how I feel about mediocre. I feel better about it now. It's like average, middle of the road. There's no expectations. Similar to being last on the list.
And less ambition.
That's right. Last on the list with ambition.
With less ambition.
Having less ambition. That's right. I kind of like that. I think I'm going to promote not doing as much, but just being more.
Okay.
I kind of like that. Maybe that's a nice little tagline. Not doing so much, but being more. I'm going to write that down. Maybe we can put it on T-shirts and hats and sell them on the corner.
Maybe.
Maybe indeed, Zach Kleiman. And
What else is on your mind?
I have a blank mind today. I don't know if you heard, I just gave a big salute to Larry King. He is saying goodbye to...
No, that.
It's his 25 years of being behind the mic on his show, and he is ending his tenure and moving on. So I saluted him as a fellow talk show host on the radio. So here's to that next generation of...
Who did they decide is taking over? Is that the peers?
I don't know. It's some other person from CNN. I don't remember who. I thought it was... who's the guy that's kind of the new Dick Clark?
Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan Seacrest. I don't know, because he has the ability to talk to celebrities, and I guess other people don't. That's so funny. Celebrities are people, aren't they?
No.
Okay, then that makes sense. Then that's why. I think that's just a funny statement.
Celebrities are people, too?
What's that?
Celebrities are people, too?
Celebrities are people, too, so you need somebody who can talk to celebrities as opposed to people who can't talk to celebrities. I don't know, that's just a very interesting thing. I find it funny. But I don't know, it'll be interesting. I would have liked maybe a woman. That would have been nice. A little feminine power on the mic.
Joy Behar?
Yeah, why not?
Lauren Leibovitz.
Lauren Leibovitz, there you go, CNN. From Blog Talk Radio to CNN, see dreams can come true. Yeah, why not? It would have been a nice change of place, but it'll be what it'll be. And I don't know. That's it. So, what are you doing for the holidays this year?
What do I do? I think watching a lot of movies. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And. And some family, and if it does rain in Los Angeles, as they're predicting, I'm going to get a week of rest.
Oh, that'll be... Well, I guess Sunday you'll have there's a high chance of showers on Sunday, a downpour.
Okay.
So you at least will get one day of the week, so then that leaves six. Does it have to be one straight week, or could it be intermittent days?
Well, they said tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday rain.
Yeah, well, you know, I think we're being punished for the 2 days of summer that we had in L.A. I was telling everyone who's experiencing these cold temperatures, 25 degrees, 17 degrees. We had 80 in the mid-80s on Saturday and Sunday last week. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
I
swam for 3 days in a row outdoors.
Yeah, I mean it was nice. It was nice. Yeah, that was very nice. And what did you want to say?
I was going to say I was working with a few people this week, and both independent of each other said that they were holding back 60% of their life.
They were holding back
60%, and it was independent, so I was a little surprised, and it took me, I've been thinking about it for a couple of days.
And what did they mean by holding back?
That they were only willing to share 40%, that they wanted to keep on reserve an edge, they were holding out.
So they were holding out on even experiencing their own life.
Yes, 60%.
And what do you think is behind why people do that?
Well, what I have to find out what they're protecting, which was some work to explore. I don't know.
Because you've said that before, holding back. It's not an uncommon statement from you that I've heard, how people are holding back. And what do you see in people that illustrates the holding back?
Well, these two people said it. I mean, one could be power, that they're holding back their power and you can set, you have it, some of the power takes out, and they get a little shocked or surprised by it, and then they pull it back in.
And they don't want people to see how powerful they are, or
right.
It's just about they don't want to see their own power.
Well, one of these two people said that the power scared them because they felt that they had a standard, and if they had that standard, they would always be tempted to fail and then judge themselves. So judgment became stronger as they became more
interesting.
Expressive.
That's very interesting.
It's been on my mind the last couple of days. It's how the holding back oneself, the fear of exposure.
Right, but I mean, we've often had this conversation before about how we are exposed on a certain level anyway, that people can see
right.
beyond the mask.
Right, they'll see you holding back anyway. So whether they see you fully or they see you holding back, you're going to be seen.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I had my own experience with something similar and decided to become vulnerable. That was my goal. And when I became vulnerable, it wasn't as daunting as I thought it might have been, because I found out that by becoming vulnerable, magic lies there. You learn wonderful, there's wonderful treasures there.
And would you do it again? And would you do it again soon?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember that particular moment when I was vulnerable and how that made me feel, and I want to not replicate it, but I want to repeat that notion of having a goal as being vulnerable, and that the experiences are going to be different, but that feeling of a knowing of I'll be okay, I'll be safe, that there's magic there. That's the encouraging. I think that's the draw that makes one move forward, knowing that you'll be okay. You're with someone who you can trust, or you're surrounded by people who love you, or whatever that situation is, that you're not in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yep. Definitely. Definitely.
And that was, I think for both of these people, that word did come in, as you just said, that they felt they would be harmed.
Well, interesting. Well, I can understand that. I guess we all want to feel safe. I think that's why people don't make any changes, because it's new, and it's not safe.
Right.
And there's an unknowing of, okay, I make a change. You want to know what's going to happen, and sometimes you just don't. You won't know until you make the change.
That is correct.
But my feeling is, without any risk, there's really no... You're just going to stay where you are, and maybe that's comfortable and okay for most people, but I know from my own experiences that I think it's helpful to take risks to better yourself, because it's going to be better. If you're unhappy where you are, it's only going to be better by taking a step towards something else. I think that's a guarantee. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you sell, get a little vulnerability in the old stocking, that might be helpful.
That'd be a good thing to give a package.
What's that?
Vulnerability.
That would be a good package, huh?
Yeah, a stocking stuffer.
A stocking. I think so. Maybe a few little risk tokens, and
yeah.
I think that would be nice to have in my stocking.
So that's been taking the risk even being willing to put that in the stocking for 2011. My coaching being more vulnerable, the exposure.
But I think you just said it. Exposure. That's a dangerous word for a lot of people. Maybe people will be exposed. Maybe they'll be. People will discover that they're not who they say they are, or
right.
They will learn a little bit more about themselves and not like what they
not
what
like
they,
it.
Not like it. And then what do you do?
That's a good question.
I mean, what do you do? Do you go back to the gynecologist, you know, the obstetrician and say, excuse me, 30
going
years ago,
I'm
going back in, I'm not quite done yet. If you could
starting
just redo
over.
This one thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a very interesting comment. I know that in Los Angeles especially, youth is such a number one key to being liked, loved, adored. You have to be young no matter how chronically old you are. But if someone could, if you could go to someone to say, I'm a little tentative in moving forward in my life, can you just tweak that part for me? Or could you throw in a dash of vulnerability and a side of risk? How would that work? And you might get a miracle instead of, you know, lifting the skin and still having those same feelings inside.
Right, and what would that do to one's empowerment? And what would empowerment do to one's choice of risk?
Well, if you're empowered, then I think risk is less.
Yes, well, the risks are different than they
yeah.
And you're higher level.
Yeah. I think it's good. So, I mean, I'm gonna put my order in. I wish there was a place I could call and order it to go and have it delivered.
Okay. And then how much responsibility? I mean, you're coaching, and how much responsibility is that risk that you would take with a client? So if something does open up in them, if something does get exposed,
I think you have to
level?
You have to treat that exposure with respect and be careful with it and how you handle it. But once it's brought to the surface, I think I want to share that with my clients to be able so they can see that and see the effects of being open, being vulnerable, being willing to take a risk,
mm-hmm.
and how that can have them. Have whatever it is they feel their life is missing, and you can only do that by, you have to be careful. These are people's emotions and fears, and you want to honor them, as far as not throwing them away, but allow them to look at themselves, see that mirror, and how does mm-hmm. it feel to know that? Oh, and there's that lovely gal of mine, Zach. You are just so fabulous. It's just so fun. See, I love it. We're at the peak of a great conversation, and I know that I can always continue this on the court with you, as anyone who is listening in the Los Angeles area can continue any kind of conversation with Zach on the court, or if you have a song to sing, Zach is very good with that. So, Zach, thank you for joining me today and sharing your wisdom. Give us your email address if people want to chat you up.
What is it? Lauren Leibowitz at something.com?
No, Metaphor Man at Juno.com. So if you'd like to get a little more insight from Zach Lyman, one of Blog Talk Radio's favorite guests, you can do so. So, Zach, thank you so much for joining. And,
okay.
I'm
Lauren,
sure
have fun.
Yes, thank you. And so we'll leave you with a little Donna Dewson and Devil Moon. Happy holidays.